Hillary Clinton, the election was not close, no evidence of fraud. By Hannah Blow on December 10, 2020. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said on Thursday that the 2020 presidential election was not close and concluded there is no evidence of fraud, while chastising the Republicans backing President Trump's efforts to ensure election integrity. The election was not close. There was no evidence of fraud. The states have certified the results. Yet Trump continues to try to overturn the election at the expense of our democracy, the failed Trump challenger said. The emperor has no clothes. Republican electeds who continue to humor him have no spines, she concluded. Clinton's remarks follow weeks of lawsuits, sworn affidavits, and testimonies from individuals alleging instances of fraud in their respective circles. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani addressed the media's claims of no evidence of voter fraud in a November press conference, noting that a sizable number of the allegations are being reported by American citizens of both political parties. That takes us to Michigan, where there was an honest Democrat who said they were cheating, he told reporters. We'll show you her affidavit, because I know you keep reporting, falsely, that we have no evidence. That we have no specific acts of fraud, he continued. That's because the coverage of this has been almost as dishonest as the scheme itself. Others have given testimonies at public forums, including a USPS subcontractor who gave his testimony at a December 1 press conference hosted by the Amistad Project of the Thomas More Society. During his remarks, he revealed that his trailer, which carried thousands of ballots, went missing. This week, over two dozen lawmakers signed a letter to President Trump, urging him to direct Attorney General William Barr to appoint a special counsel to investigate election irregularities. The letter, led by Representative Lance Gooden, RTX, reads in part: The Department of Justice has been asked on multiple occasions to launch an investigation into this matter. But inaction from the department, along with public comments made by the Attorney General, indicate a lack of willingness to investigate the irregularities your campaign and other elected officials across the nation have alleged. Barr recently revealed that the Department of Justice, DOJ, had not uncovered fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. How can you give an election to someone who lost the election by hundreds of thousands of legal votes in each of the swing states? How can a country be run by an illegitimate president? Trump asked on Thursday. Trump added that the Supreme Court has a chance to save our country from the greatest election abuse in the history of the United States.